Good day. This is the Farm Market News afternoon show, broadcast number 446 for Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down 4 to up $8 per ton on Wednesday, with the July contract at $479 a ton. The Canadian dollar moved to both sides of unchanged throughout the day, which added volatility to the market. Canola's technical bias is to the downside, which was another bearish feature. However, advances in Chicago Board of Trade soy markets capped declines. U.S. soy markets gained as a drier long-term forecast propped up prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were mixed, while corn was lower. Soybeans were up 7 to down 3 cents, with the July contract up 4 at $11.37 a bushel. The soybean market moved higher with the expectation for dry weather in the U.S. Midwest. Increased soybean and soy oil sales to China further underpinned the market. The expectation for increased production from industry groups was offset by projections for increased demand, which is bullish. Ideas that the market may have become oversold after yesterday's fund activity added to the advances. Corn was down 3 to 6 cents with the July contract at $3.93 per bushel. Losses in front contracts were limited as they moved closer to key support levels. Yesterday's fund activity brought prices to a one-month low, which could cause some bargain buying. The expectation for mostly favorable weather across key U.S. growing regions pressured more deferred contracts on Wednesday. Wheat was down 1 to up 2 cents, with the Chicago July contract mostly unchanged at $4.59 a bushel. Front contracts were underpinned by the possibility for quality damage to crops in the Black Sea region. Recent rains in Russia and Ukraine could cause disease and reduce crop quality. However, one Ukrainian industry group expects the country's production to be 1.3 million metric tons higher than previously thought, which pressured more deferred contracts. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.